Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janice Kephart is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's Director of National Security Policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. She's a former counsel to the 911 Commission, and she is an expert, an international expert in border security and ID security, that sort of thing. And she's here to talk to us about some of the things that you and I might not know about Iran and how that regime has been and is apparently continuing to play a part in to impact our lives. Janice Kephart, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you on. Janice, I remember when, I've forgotten when it was. Was it 2002 that in his State of the Union speech that President Bush identified the axis of evil, the three members of the axis of evil, Iran, North Korea, and what was it, Iraq, the third one. And he took
and I think you have the year right, too. If I had to guess, it would be 2002 as well. That would make sense.
I think that's when it was. And he got a lot of, he took a lot of flack for that, didn't he? But he was right.
Oh, he sure did. He sure did, yeah. People really made fun of that that phraseology. But as it turns out, at least in regards to Iran, he was more than anybody anticipated correct.
But then, Janice, what blew me away, when we went into Iraq, I said then, because my son was in the military in those days, and I said then to him, I remember, and I said this on the show too, I said, the way to fight that war, we can't fight that war successfully if we don't protect the border on the right from Iran and on the left from Syria. That if we don't prevent those people from pouring into Iraq, we won't win that war, or at least it'll be a lot harder. And Janice, I believe I was right about that. And so why didn't George Bush, believing that they were the axis of evil, why didn't he prevent why didn't he secure those borders more? What do you think?
I'm not sure why he did not secure the borders more. He did more than had been done in the past, but it was not enough. He had a lot of pressure not to be doing anything, but it's true. It was a good few years before anything was ever actually done on the border.
Right.
They really only worked on the border the last 2 years of the administration. By then it was a little bit late to get anything done.
After thousands of people, Americans and Iraqis and lots of different folks, were harmed. I mean, this is aiding and abetting the enemy, what Iran did. And, you know, what blows me away, Janice, is that in any other scenario, we would have gone to war with a country like that, and yet we haven't. What is it about Iran that the world seems to be so intimidated by?
Well, I think part of it was that we didn't know that Iran had culpability for 9/11 back in that time frame.
Oh.
If we had, it's very hard to imagine that the president would have proceeded as he did.
That's what your study
says. I think if the intelligence had been different, he would have proceeded differently. I would hope so.
That's what your work has been pointing out, isn't it? That
right.
You believe that Iran is a co-defendant, so to speak, in the 9/11 attacks.
Well, actually, it's a little bit more than that. The evidence that has been accrued over the last 8 years points to more than just codependence. It was 9/11 was actually Iran's plan. It dated back to the mid-1980s. Mm. And really, they used al-Qaeda as a proxy.
Ah.
They had been training al-Qaeda throughout the 1990s, the African Embassy bombing, the USS Cole bombing. Khobar Towers was Saudi Hezbollah, but al-Qaeda knew about it. and Iran had their hand in each one of those directly supporting.
So you're saying that Al Qaeda was a straw man for Iran?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and that's what the evidence points out.
Why are people saying this?
Because this information arises out of a private lawsuit that took 8 years to develop. It includes three Iranian defectors, three former 9/11 commission mm-hmm. staff, which I was a member of, two former CIA Mideast experts, each with 25 years experience, and a number of extremely well-known counterterrorism and Mideast experts. The Iranian defectors have been, their credibility has been determined to be true.
That's where the real smoking gun came from, wasn't it, from the defectors?
Yes, absolutely. The defectors' affidavits remain under seal, but because I'm an expert in the case, I was given a summary of one of the defectors' testimony by the attorneys to make public. And it is that testimony that provides the information of how the 9/11 plan, which was called Satan in Hell, was derived in Iran back in the mid-1980s when the Shah was deposed and Ayatollah Khomeini came into power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the short of it.
Well, we certainly there's. I don't think anybody's confused about the level of animus between toward us from Iran. I don't think there's any.
That's true.
Nobody underestimates that. I don't think, even regardless of where they are, who they are, what they think, they know that. And so it is believable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely believable. And take a look at more recent occurrences. We had just a few months ago, the administration actually admitted that we had a plot by the Iranians using cartels to blow up a restaurant.
Using other straw men, in this case, Mexican cartels. Other straw men to do their bidding. So we got another segment, but in 30 seconds, what do you think should be done with Iran right now? Because if what you're saying is true, what should the free world do about this?
I think the most important thing right now is this information of their culpability for 9/11 needs to be harnessed by this administration, used diplomatically to coalesce the world against Iran and put the pressure on them to stop their activities. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to work completely. We need covert as well, but the rest of the world can sure help us.
Mm-hmm. We went into Afghanistan. We attacked Afghanistan with the world supporting us because of Al-Qaeda. Turns out, folks, maybe we attacked the wrong country. Maybe it should have been Iran. 20 after, right back with Janice Kephart. I'm going to ask her, what's Iran's part in our future? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mama, it's grapefruit wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.